Upwards of 150 people gathered in Amherst on Friday for a chance to meet the leading candidate to become Canada's next Prime Minister. Liberal leadership candidate Mark Carney passed through Amherst on his way to PEI for campaign events on Saturday. Carney came from Halifax and Truro, where he had announced he would be getting rid of the consumer carbon tax and rebate system and replacing it with a system of incentives for household climate initiatives that are funded by corporate and industrial carbon taxes.
The headline is a familiar headline. You could say we axed the tax, to coin a phrase. We're getting rid of the consumer carbon tax.
Carney is, of course, not alone with the pledge to do away with the consumer carbon tax. The other front-runner for the Liberal leadership, former Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland, also said she would axe the tax if elected Liberal leader on March 9th and then becomes Canada's 24th Prime Minister. Friday's event in Amherst was organized by former MP Bill Casey, who was first elected to federal parliament as a progressive conservative in 1988, but has also served as a conservative, independent, and most recently a liberal MP from 2015 to 2019.
I put this ad on yesterday on my Facebook page. I don't know anything about Facebook pages, but I put a post on my Facebook page. One of the first ones to answer and make a comment was, "Bill, you should be out in a pasture." So he's right. I should be out in the pasture. But still, even if I'm out in the pasture, I care so much about this country. I care about our province, and I really care about our democracy. And the other thing is, you care. You care about our democracy, or you wouldn't be here. And I know there's people here from all parties, and there's people from the age of 5 to 83. So we've got the bases covered. But I'm just saying, it's so neat to see people who are interested in our democratic process and where it's going and what might happen. I'm so grateful to you all for coming.
Carney told the enthusiastic crowd that he would focus on building Canada's economy in the face of tariff threats from U.S. President Donald Trump, who he referred to at one point as the orange man to the south. Carney said he would bring the Liberal Party towards the center of the political spectrum, and when asked by an audience member, promised to get rid of the capital gains tax proposed by the Trudeau Liberals. After a short Q&A, Carney got some celebrity treatment with audience members lining up to shake his hand or snap a selfie with the former Bank of Canada governor. CHMA had the lone reporter in the room and took an opportunity to ask Carney about the Chignecto Isthmus, which has been a point of contention between federal and provincial governments. The federal government has promised to fund up to 50% of the major repair work needed to protect the isthmus from rising sea levels and extreme weather risks. But both Nova Scotia and New Brunswick are asking the federal government to take on a greater share and even the full cost of the climate adaptation project. Carney said he had been filled in on the issue somewhat from MP Cody Boyce on the drive through Nova Scotia to Amherst.
Do you see a different tack that you could take regarding funding projects like this, right? We have an impasse on funding, and so...
Yeah, no. So one of the things that advantage coming in from outside is you're able to sit down, get input. In fact, Cody and I talked about the isthmus earlier today on it, and getting local input as well on it. There's also questions of, as you know, of jurisdiction and responsibility. I mean, it's absolutely clear that if it's federal responsibility, we will move quickly as we should. But we'll also look. If that is going to be a drawn-out process of how we could work on multiple levels of government to move forward on it. So that's one of the events. Sorry, I guess I'll just make the point. You know, I'm new to some of these issues just in the last few weeks, but the advantage of having good representation here in Nova Scotia, and, this isn't Cody Blois's riding, but he's wired in, and, he played hockey here. Of course, he knows Bill, and so we get that information set. It comes right up to me. We talk about it. We'll figure it out and look forward to working on it and moving forward. So I'm glad. Thank you for the question because it reinforces the importance of the issue.
That's Liberal leadership candidate Mark Carney speaking to CHMA in Amherst on Friday. We also had a chance to speak with a few of those gathered to hear what Carney had to say at the Liberal Leadership Campaign event.
Hi, I'm Louisa. I thought it was really cool to see a major political candidate come to Amherst and speak directly to the people. And I came because I wasn't totally sure what this event was going to be, so it was pretty cool to see it was a pretty big turnout, so that was really cool. Yeah, it was a cool experience.
This is a full room, yeah.
Yeah.
What did you think of what he had to say?
I found it really interesting. I hadn't really done much research on his platform beforehand, so I did find, yeah, it was really descriptive of what he's looking for the country, which I found interesting.
Now, are you Liberal Party member, or are you just thinking down the line for a possible election in the future kind of thing?
No, I'm just thinking down the line, general. Yeah, not totally sure. Yeah. But, yeah, as a political science student, it was also really interesting to see the you know, how it works on the community level, the reaching out, the act of politics, I guess.
Hi, I'm Adam. I came here today because, well, obviously he announced the whole, like, getting rid of the carbon tax thing and his, like, green initiative kind of thing, and I was interested to see, like, if he'd elaborate more on that, and I was really happy to hear that, like, just a little bit more about it.
How do you feel about that announcement?
I think it's an interesting decision because, obviously, like, a lot of conservatives that want to get rid of the carbon tax will be for it. So that could garner a little bit of support, but it's also interesting because it'll help fund maybe some more green initiatives and stuff like that. It'll be interesting to see how he plays that out, though, especially, like, just, I don't know if we have, like, a lot of specifics about, like, who will be getting the money and exactly from where, so that would be more interesting to know. But the initial idea of it sounds interesting, and I could see a lot of people being, like, more supportive of it.
Hi, my name's Hal Davidson, and thank you for asking to have this little chat.
Right.
I am the deputy mayor of the town of Amherst, and I always like to make the point that when I speak to anybody in the media, that I'm not representing the town of Amherst. That'd be any of my views, or I'm representing myself.
You're here today of your own volition as a citizen.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, any time that we have a federal leader or a potential federal leader that comes to our community, I think it's important that the public and certainly the municipal representatives come to here and get an idea of what vision they have for our country. And because what they do in Ottawa, it trickles its way down to our communities.
All right. What did you think of what he had to say today?
I'm encouraged, you know, like, I think the pendulum is moving, not only because of the Liberal race that's going on, but the pendulum's moving because of what's happening south of the border, and it's what's really, really impressive. The silver lining in that rather black cloud is that we're seeing Canadians coming together for a common purpose. So whichever party you want to support, if you will, it's important that we come together and work together.
That's Amherst Deputy Mayor Hal Davidson, and before him, Louisa and Adam, two Mount Allison political science students who made the trip to Amherst on Friday to hear from Liberal leadership candidate Mark Carney. This is Erica Butler, reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.